this old story.
Keith, it's Emery. How have you been?
Hey, buddy. Well, we've got lots back and everything, so.
Yeah, I listen. I haven't heard from you in a little bit. I got worried. I know, you know, every time we chatted, we talked about some life stuff going on. I was like, I haven't.
Electricity stuff.
Oh, I hear you. Okay. Oh, did you guys get, you guys got hammered with the snowstorm and such?
We got hit hard.
Oh, jeez.
Hit hard.
Okay. Well, I'm glad. Okay. I'm glad it was just the winter storm and not anything serious. I was, a little concerned because we usually chat for a good bit and.
Yeah, we got electricity at home back last Friday evening. And,
okay.
Past Friday afternoon. But we've been snowed in. We couldn't get out of our driveway. It's a uphill, kind of an uphill deal. And
even with the truck?
I got out in my old four-wheel drive, but I wound up in a ditch. That's
man.
We had solid sheet of ice, and it was just probably, might have been 2-3 miles from the house.
Jesus.
So I walked back home and got the tractor, and me and my son pulled the truck out. And I turned around and went back home. This was last Friday.
I hear you. How's your son doing, by the way?
Doing better. He got some blood work back yesterday.
And, okay. Everything looks good?
It's still a little bit low, but it's coming back on up to normal. So
good. Wow. God bless.
In the next 6 months, he ought to be maybe back where he ought to be.
Good. God bless. I'm glad to hear, man.
1400 to 1500 range, and he's about 800. So, but compared to what he was at 52, when he
fell
out at work,
an astronomical difference.
It was. It's a big difference.
Yeah. Okay. Good. My friend, I'm glad. I'm glad. Good news with the sun. I'm glad that the electricity is back and such.
We have gas logs in our den.
Yeah.
And our water or the gas didn't go out, so we were very fortunate, very blessed on that.
Oh, it's been warm.
We did stay warm, but I learned to cook over the gas logs.
That's funny. Something that I used to.
It looked like pioneer days, you know.
That's hilarious. Did you cook a steak on that thing? A steak and some eggs?
I did.
Good.
I started cooking on the grill, but it was so cold out there that that propane didn't want to heat up.
Yeah.
So I fixed. Had an old oven down in my tractor shed, and I pulled the racks out of it, and I bent them and formed a rack that just sat right over the gas logs.
Yeah.
And put a frying pan in it.
Real old school. It sounds like I go fishing with my friends, and often, like, when we're out all day, we'll bring stuff like that. It sounds like a little fishing rig or a cooking fishing rig.
That's about what it was.
Yeah.
That's about what it was.
That's hilarious.
I know it'll heat up and make coffee better there than it
does. Yeah. Yeah, we'll do like catch and cook. So we go trout fishing, and then whatever we catch, we'll just throw it on a pan. We've got a little propane tank that kind of heats it up.
Right.
Make some coffee, bring a little bit of whiskey and such. It's usually a good time. That's what that sounds like.
Well, I quit drinking years ago. That's bad for you.
Yeah, I know. It's not a good habit. I know. It's only on occasion. When we're out, when the fishing's good, I want one or two, you know, why not?
Right.
But, anywho, my friend, I wanted to just check in. I'm glad with the personal things, everything is good. Sun's good. You're good. Sounds like we got through the snow.
I came in Tuesday. I didn't even answer the phone. I just tried to get some work done to get ready to open up today.
Yeah.
And try to get in the swing of it. So I'm just now getting back in.
Okay. Cool.
So
how's the store doing?
I haven't seen anybody, no. Beg your pardon?
How's the store doing with inventory? I know with, you know, Valentine's Day is about a week from now.
No, I'm fine. Yeah, it's a week next week.
Yeah.
With being closed over a week and a half, I'm just sitting on what I've got. So I'm just
gotcha.
Waiting and see. And everybody, see, there's still parts of our county that does not have electricity yet.
Oh,
people
Jesus.
Are just now trying to survive, you know. There's
yeah, I hear you. But not electricity. Yeah, January.
Funny story, though.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to be I have an old generator that I used to run down at the track, down at the barn a lot. Well, I finally ran a wire down there, and I've got electricity at the barn now, so I haven't used my generator in probably 5 years.
Yeah.
Well, the Wednesday when they were predicting all this to come through, I went down and I started the generator, and it ran perfect.
Okay.
Ran perfect. Well, when the lights went out on late Sunday night, early Monday morning, we went down there and drug the generator up to the house. Yeah. I started it up. It ran about 15 minutes and quit. I cranked and cranked on that thing, and it finally died. So I wasn't as set and prepared as what I thought I was going to be.
It's always when you need it to work the most.
Right, right.
It doesn't want to work. Jeez.
But thank the Lord for these new cars. You can go out and charge a cell phone in them. And
yeah. Oh, man.
Like that now.
Jesus, Jesus. Well, how's the weather's been okay then? It's been sunny a little bit?
It's good now. It's, like I said, we've still got ice on our driveway.
Yeah.
That's how back in the woods we live. And it's about 1,000 feet from our house to the road.
Oh, jeez.
Like I said, we still have...
The gas stations around there don't have, like, salt you could buy?
We don't know. You have to go to Walmart or things like that to get stuff like that.
Oh, I hear you.
We get so little ice in this part of the country that nobody's prepared for an ice.
Yeah, and then when it happens, everyone kind of gets smoked, and everyone's scratching their heads wondering what the heck to do.
Exactly. But we were very fortunate. We did not have, like I said, we still had water the entire time.
Yeah.
And we had that natural gas to keep us warm. So
yeah,
we just camped out in the den, closed off the bedrooms so that we didn't have to worry about heating those, and made it fine.
Good.
I know I don't want to be around my family 24/7. No, I love them, and I've got some good boys, but it gets old.
Yeah. How old are your boys?
I've got an 18 and a 24-year-old.
Ah, perfect age. Okay. Were they bickering with you a good bit? Or bickering with each other?
More than they do with me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's about the age where that kind of...
My 24 is the one that's been sick.
Yeah.
My 18-year-old just graduated back in the spring of high school. And he was
cool.
To get out and see his girlfriends, what his biggest problem was.
Ah, unbelievable.
He couldn't go see her.
He'll be okay. And she'll be okay. It's not a big deal.
They've lived...
Awesome.
I don't
good
really have anything right now going, but maybe next week we can.
Yeah, not a problem. Yeah, especially once we, once the roads and the snow gets a little bit better by you, and once we get closer to Valentine's Day, I'll definitely reach out and I'll see what I can help you out with. Okay, I'm glad everything. Glad I finally spoke with you a bit. I'm glad everything is okay. I'm glad that it was just poor weather and not anything serious. So.
Right. That's what it was.
All right, my friend. Sounds good.
Thanks, bud.
Of course. Yep. Bye-bye.